Welcome to the Me Plus Motherhood podcast. I'm your host, Benita Bench, a coach for mothers, author, speaker, and mum of four boys. Me Plus Motherhood is for all mothers who want to reclaim me in motherhood. If you are ready to return to and love the new you, find your spark again, gain clarity and confidence, improve your mindset, and give yourself permission for health and happiness, you're in the right place. Hey there, before we dive into this episode, I want to tell you quickly about a pretty cool thing happening this month. We're running a free 3-day mid-year reset challenge. It's going to be a 3-day online experience via email for busy mums between the 24th and the 26th of June. We've created this to support you to celebrate how far you've come in 2023, because we know you don't do this enough, to reset your mindset and intention and be ready to handle everything that the back half of 2023 has to offer. So as a participant in the challenge, you'll receive, at no cost, a playbook to download and work your way through during the challenge, which I'll guide you through. It includes sections on reflecting, realigning, and resetting, as well as a couple of other little freebies and printables and tips and affirmations. I also send you 2 short coaching videos, which are about 15 minutes long and full of goodness to help you start the second half of the year with gratitude, with clarity, and a renewed mindset. You also have the opportunity on day 3 to submit a coaching question to me, and you'll receive a personal audio or video recording in response. You also get to go in the draw to win something in our giveaway if you do send me a coaching question on day 3. So there's lots of value in this. It's totally free. You can sign up at benitabench.com/reset, and we'll add this into the show notes for today. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Me Plus Motherhood. Today's episode is a bite-sized episode to round out season 2 of the podcast. We're going to take a 2-episode break before coming back for season 3 to close out 2023. Can you believe it? And in this episode, which I thought a lot about what I wanted to talk about, I finally settled on the topic of the art of trying. For those of you who don't know what The Art of Trying is, it's my book that I published in 2019, all about the story of our journey to conceive, our journey to have our 4 beautiful boys. And it's something I'm really proud of. And I've not touched on much in this podcast before now. So I wanted to read the preface for you to give you an insight into the book, and basically just to let my listeners know that I have this book if it's of interest to you or anyone in your life who you're supporting who may be struggling to conceive. And also just to say that I see you and I feel you out there if this is you. I had to make a conscious decision to, when I was deciding on the types of people that I wanted to coach, probably not the types of people, but the stages of the demographics of the women I wanted to specialize in coaching. I actually thought initially after writing this book that I wanted to coach women who were trying to conceive. But I found it too triggering for me to solely focus on that field. And of course, now some of the women that I work with who may still be trying to have a family or have a baby, but it's not at the heart of my work as such. It's I guess I call myself a motherhood coach broadly rather than a fertility coach, because there must still be some underlying healing for me to do. And I don't feel that as a coach, I could keep my own stuff out of those conversations well enough, which is part of being a coach, is being able to sit your own stuff to the side. Of course, you bring empathy and experience and your own stories to a coaching relationship, but it's important that you're not projecting your own experiences or bringing your own wounds to the conversation. And hence why I've chosen not to specialize in that particular target audience. I hope that makes sense. So I wanted to read you the preface, which goes like this. Trying, short for trying to conceive, or TTC, is a colloquial term commonly used to describe the process of deliberately timing intercourse to coincide with ovulation for the purpose of creating an embryo. When used in this context, the word trying implies action. However, it's try that's the action word, the verb. Trying is not. It's a descriptive word, an adjective. Here's a definition: trying. Annoying, distressing, irritating, testing one's patience. That's from the Macquarie Dictionary. According to this, trying is a highly fitting word to describe how I felt the majority of the time that I was trying to conceive. I came to detest the word because it invoked in me a sense of hard work, futility, and never quite getting there. What got to me about trying to conceive was that it was the one thing in my life in which the degree of trying was not directly correlated to results. Trying a lot could work, or we might get the result effortlessly despite the trying, not because of it. The Art of Trying is my very personal story of trying to conceive, stemming from my journal entries from 2010 to 2017. The title arose organically because achieving conception felt like a rare and complex art form to me, whereby everything had to come together in perfect alignment. My story is not especially extraordinary. I'm not a celebrity. I don't have an against all odds infertility story, and so many women have been through far worse than me. For many years, that held me back from sharing my story. I didn't feel like it was bad enough. I didn't feel worthy. But the niggling feeling to document what I had experienced wouldn't go away. I believe that in life, we are all called to do things that we don't necessarily understand at the time, but if only we will have the courage to listen to our inner knowing, we will come to understand. So I kept writing a little at a time, even though I wasn't sure what the end purpose was, and the fear and doubt kept trying to block me. Initially, I didn't know if I was writing this book for me or for others. Time has shown me that it's both. Writing The Art of Trying has been incredibly healing for me. It is told from my heart, and I've cried many tears throughout its creation. I've had to retrace my steps, revisit my records, and relive all the memories and feelings from those years to get to this point. Just when I'd think about letting go of the idea of this book, I'd find myself in another conversation with a woman having trying to conceive challenges. And it would spur me on that if my story could help just one person to feel more supported and know it's not just me, then it would be worth it. That's what I wanted and what I needed when we were trying to conceive. Real stories written by real people so that I would feel less alone. It was a terribly isolating time going through infertility in the bush. The Art of Trying is uniquely my story, but across the world, it's a shared story with common threads. So while writing, I kept in my heart and mind the friends who have been trying to conceive since we started with no success, had one baby through the help of IVF, but never succeeded in having another, never been able to conceive full stop, birthed two children with ease, then experienced secondary infertility, polycystic ovary syndrome going through IVF, birthed one child and then only miscarriages. These are but a few heartbreaking stories from the masses. Infertility does not discriminate. Their stories are not mine to tell, but I hope that through my words, I can somehow honor their pain and their courage. The Art of Trying is not a how-to book. If you're looking for fertility or medical advice on how to get pregnant, you won't find it here. What you will find is an open, candid, and detailed account of the dark and the light I experienced while trying to conceive at different times over 7 years. The Art of Trying explores some painful topics that I hope will help shape different perceptions and start new conversations around trying to conceive. Before you begin reading, I'd like to make special mention of my husband, Adam, who you will meet in the first chapter and get to know throughout the book. From the outset, Adam made it clear that this should be my story and that he didn't wish to contribute directly. The way I see it, the Art of Trying is very much our story told from my perspective. He is a very integral part of it, and trying to conceive impacted him as much as it did me, just in a different way. I commend him for his bravery to indirectly open up about this difficult topic and for allowing me to share intimate details from our private life. He's an incredible man. I'm privileged to share my life with him. The Art of Trying is for anyone who needs it. I hope it meets you where you're at on your journey and that it cradles you in your time of need. With my blessing, you can choose the sections that resonate with you and take from it what you're seeking. My wish is that my story also helps the families and friends of those who are trying to conceive to better understand and better support them. So that's the conclusion of the preface, and it goes on to explain how to use the book and then into the chapters, because the book is a combination of the narrative of my actual journal entries and some special notes that I've included, which are like reflective pieces or opinion pieces, I suppose, around different parts of the journey. So I guess I didn't record this podcast episode to say or to plug my book or to say go and or go out and buy it. I simply wanted you to be aware that this has been a big part of my story. And whilst we now have four children, it was a long road to get here. And there may be some of you listening where you may feel frustrated at some of the topics I talk about. Perhaps if you have this underlying pain going on in your world, or things happening for you or not happening for you in regards to growing your family or starting your family. And I want you to know that I get it. And hopefully through my words, and perhaps if you're interested, let me know, send me a DM if you'd like me to share more parts of the book. Okay, I'll leave it there. Thank you for tuning into season two, sending you lots of love. And I look forward to me coming back to see you again in season three. Go well, lots of love, and very best wishes. Thank you for listening to the Me Plus Motherhood podcast. If you've loved this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share with other mothers. If you are on the journey of motherhood, ready to reconnect with who you are, find your spark again, and shine your light bright, head on over to bonitabench.com, or my handle is @bonitabench on Instagram and Facebook to connect with me there. See you in the next episode.